From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are conflicting stories circulating about the results of recent Turkish-Russian talks on the Syrian crisis. The Turkish state Anadolu news agency, citing an official source, says a ceasefire has been prepared that could go into effect as early as midnight Wednesday. But Russia is refusing to comment on the report, and rebel groups say no such official truce has been agreed on. German authorities have detained a Tunisian man allegedly linked to Anis Amri, the man who carried out an attack on a Berlin Christmas market. Federal prosecutors said on Wednesday the 40-year-old man was detained after a search of his business and residence. Officials said the man's main telephone number was saved in Amri's cell phone. Prosecutors have until Thursday to decide whether or not they have enough evidence to seek a formal arrest warrant. Former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corruption scheme while attempting to hide millions of dollars. A federal judge charged Fernandez and other officials of her administration with planning to steal public funds that were meant for public road projects between 2003 and 2015. An illicit association conviction could warrant a possible 10-year prison sentence, while a fraudulent administration conviction could lead to a 6-year sentence. Fernandez has denied the charges. The second most senior North Korean defector told South Korean reporters Tuesday that next year is most likely the time that North will bolster its nuclear program. Tae Young-ho said that is due to leadership changes in Washington and Seoul. The former diplomat says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is expediting the country's nuclear development. This is VOA News.